Thank you for stopping by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Brother Clint. It's Sunday afternoon and Brother Freedom is here and several of us are here. And we want to just be in the presence of the Lord. We want the Holy Spirit to do whatever He wants to do. Lord, I just thank You for touching us today. I thank You, Lord, for looking into our hearts and cleansing us, Father. Lord, we just ask You to touch us in whatever we need. You know our individual needs. We don't know our needs. I don't know my needs like You do, Lord. I just thank You for touching me today. Anoint Brother Freedom in a powerful way and touch our listeners, Father. Help them, Father, to reach out by faith in Jesus' name. Thank You for the mighty move of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Father, I just give You glory. I give You praise. I come to You this day thanking You. And I want to say I love You. I praise You for Your goodness. I praise You for Your wonderful mercy, Your saving grace. And I do not know exactly or don't even know what's going to take place this day, but I pray that You somehow will move mightily with Your Spirit. Father, I just know that we're living in perilous times. Something is going to happen. I feel it. And something's close to happening. I don't know what it is. But I do know that. And I struggle because of this. I pray that You'll move mightily upon Your people. Open their eyes to see that You're coming in soon. The enemy is coming to destroy Your people. Help us to realize that You are our strength. You are our helper. You are our way maker. Lord, we give You glory. We give You praise. We come to You in honor. And we're thanking You for Your wonderful word. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. You know, the Bible says, whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. And that's really a real powerful sentence, because whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. You know, we all need to be touched by God. We need His help. We need His support, His direction in our life. Because we face things every day that we don't have any idea what how to do. We have nothing to in ourselves to realize what tomorrow's going to be. But we got to have faith in God that God will take us through. God will meet our needs. And with His mighty hand, He sees everything that's going on. He knows everything. And we have that sense that we can have that hope. That hope is beyond life itself. You know, the Bible says we bring nothing to this world, and yet when we leave this world, we can take nothing out of this world. So while we're here, we just have a short span of time. And that's what you call life, your lifespan. And what we do in that lifespan is our life. It also determines our eternal life, I believe. Most people are not really thinking about that. They're thinking about life itself. But what's taking place after this life is something that we need to all be aware of, because God is coming back. And we need to be realized that He made us for a special reason. And that reason is from He made it for we was born in the world. We didn't know anything about it. But to us, that He offered salvation, it was whether we received or we reject. And basically, we see life itself. We either reject or we accept. And that through that acceptance and rejection gives us a direction while we go. I believe that our steps are ordered by the Lord in a very powerful way. And we walk in the Spirit that we should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we have God's guidance. He helps us to strengthen us in every direction, every facet of our life, and everything that we need help for, He helps us. And we need to realize there's a powers of darkness is trying to stop us. If you could really feel it like I feel it, there's a power out here to stop men and women everywhere. You know, we can say everything's good, and it is all good, but the enemy, he's coming to try to mess us up. And our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Ghost is a very special, a very part of God that God's given us, a refreshing that normal man cannot have. And it's by the Spirit of God. We need that Spirit to help us, to strengthen us, uphold us, to uplift us in a mighty way, that we might have the presence of God upon us at all times. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty, there's power, there's blessings, and there's hope. And there's a real, you know, I've felt it just this last couple of weeks, but there's a power that's very hard to deal with. It's the power of the Antichrist. It's coming down this world. We have hope. We have to be determined in the Lord that we want to serve Him. And I don't really want to put any body to where they're feeling that they're down, but we have our hope is in the Lord. Our hope's in Him. And we have that hope that is above everything in this world. We have that hope that helps us to survive. You know, I heard seen that about that dirigible that years ago, how it had been built to go all over the world, and how it just the Hindenburg, how it lost in a fire in just a few seconds. But that's the way life is. We have that hope is in the Lord. And that the hope of the people then, boy, it was going to be something special. And sometimes we put our hope in something that's really not going to last. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever steps we make in life, we have that assurance that God be for us, who can be against us. Greater is He that's within us, He is in the world. We let our hearts be troubled, neither let us be afraid. For in our Father's house are many mansions. If we're not so, He would have told us. He's going to prepare a place for us. And if He goes, Jesus went away, then He'd give us an eternal home forever. And where His Spirit is, there is a lasting love, a lasting power, a lasting witness of the Spirit of God that becomes alive, a real. He is faithful. He'll never let us go. His eye is on the righteous. His ears open to their cries. He says, come, my people, look up. Look up, my people, look up. For I, the Lord thy God, am seeing many things. But yet I see my people do not know what I see. I feel, say the Spirit of God, I'm here to help my people. My people need to look up and rejoice in the Lord thy God, because I love thee, my people. I love thee. Come unto me, and I will no longer, I will take away thy heavy burden, and I will help thee. I'll restore thee in a very special way, in a very wonderful way. Look to me, and I will help thee in these hours. I will help thee to be strong, that thou will be wise. Thou will walk in my power and my witness, saith the Spirit of God. For I'm here to give my people that joy, to give them that peace that passes all understanding. Where my Spirit is, there is liberty. Remember, rejoice, my people, rejoice, my people. For I'm seeking the people, for I love thee, my people, I love thee. Call on me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. God's here to restore us. God's here to bless us. And He's here to uphold us. He's here to visit our hearts in a very powerful way. Oh, praise ye the Lord. God is glorious. God is wonderful. His loving kindness, His tender mercy is beyond anything that we can imagine. He's got a heaven there that Jesus has built for us and not been seen with the mortal men. But one of these days, we're all going to feel it. We're going to see it, because He's going to make it real to us. He's going to make it's available. And God's going to keep us with His mighty hand. His hand is not slack that man can take it out of His hands. God's here to uphold us. You know, we, at times, we feel like maybe we're not exactly where we should be. But remember, we need to have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to have our faith that He will never let us go. His eye is on the righteous, and His ears open to her cry. We need to call upon God, and God will answer us, and He'll show us great and mighty things that we know not. Praise God. Blessed the church, Jesus mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. You know, we've got heirs, joint heirs with God. We're looking for a city that we've never seen. We're looking for a place we've never been. But we know He'll keep us. That's the hope of the Christian. The Christian needs to realize that God's eye is on the Christians. And yet, the enemy comes to distract us, to take us away from that vision that God's given us. But we have to be determined to keep going forth with the Lord's help, with His power in His hands. God is really, you know, I know myself, I'm really having trouble with my body this last, it looks like the enemy is trying to bring my stroke back into where it once was. I'm really feeling that. It's terrible, but I think that the enemy wants to keep us from the prize that God has given us. God's given us a prize. And that prize is eternal life. That prize is a blessing. And no man can take away that. The Spirit of God, the enemy can't take that from you. He can take everything else. He can beat you down. He could give you a hard time, but yet He cannot take that from you, that peace, that lasting peace of God. God's here to give us that assurance that will never fail us, that blessing. You know why? When we go through things, we don't know why we go through them, but God will go with us. Like He told me, lo, I'll be with you always. God is going to be with us. He's there as our help. He's there as our strength. He's there as our way maker. And we have that peace that passes all understanding. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we cannot find it any place else in this world but through Jesus. Jesus is our Savior, and the Lord is our shepherd. The Bible says we shall not want. The Lord is something beyond anything that we can imagine. God's greater. God is our internet, I'm struggling today, and I've never had this feeling of struggling like I'm here today, but God's here to help you and help me. He's here to uplift us. He's here to make His face shine upon us, to be glorious, great to us. Father, I just pray that You'll bless this day in a mighty way. I pray that You'll open the windows of heaven and give Your people a vision that they have never seen or felt before. Father, I feel that something is about to happen, and we need to take hope, and our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without You, we are lost. We need You. We need Your hope. We need Your strength. We need Your power. And Father, we just pray that there's so many people that I believe are not really focused on You, and even myself right now. I need more power. I need more witness. I need more anointing from God. We need Your Spirit. We need You this day. We need You in a very powerful way. And Lord, we thank You for this wonderful day. I pray that You'll bless these people as this word that goes out. I pray that You'll meet the need of everyone throughout the world this day in a very powerful way. And we thank You in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. And amen and amen and amen. God bless.